The Port Muller Test Fishery embarked on a groundbreaking experiment this summer, an onboard genetic testing lab. A solitary biologist was tasked with that testing. Jody Estrada had previous experience as a scientist and manager at the genetics lab in Anchorage. Testing for fish genotypes is an intricate process.
Yep, I'm cutting them, extracting them, and then loading the chip and then running it in the actual instrument, get the image data, and then we send that. They've got, you know, some baseline data they bounce that off of, and they're able to determine where the fish came from, which river. It's really cool.
Estrada said they had to change and tweak various processes to adapt to the physics of the boat. For example, they had to use a different tool to separate liquids and chemicals. It cost around $150,000 to get the lab on the water, not including in-kind donations in the form of personnel and equipment. Estrada took some time to adapt.
It took longer because I could only do one plate at a time instead of, you know, two or four at the same time. There's a lot of like tweaking involved in there. It's just a learning process.
A major goal of the test fisheries onboard gene lab was to match results with those in Anchorage. Estrada says she's happy with her work.
They were great. I actually did better than the Anchorage lab on the last run. Oh. That was exciting. But once I got the nuances figured out, it was smooth sailing.
It took Estrada and the crew 4.5 days to travel from Seward to Port Muller in early June. Once they got to the test fishery, their days were long. Estrada started at 6 a.m. and typically worked for 12 hours. In the lab in Anchorage, cutting and slicing is typically a 2- or 3-person operation. Estrada had to adapt to that work in her one-woman show. And she had to deal with unstable conditions. She remembers one day in particular. Rough waves sent her lab chair back and forth across the lab. She learned she couldn't leave tools on countertops unattended. Despite the challenges, she ended up sampling 1,000 fish from the 2021 run. Overall, Estrada thinks the lab's test run was a success.
Such a crazy idea that they came up with and that they were able to like pull it together and find someone that, you know, had like the skill set of being able to be on a boat and being able to genotype and, you know, not vomit while you're doing it all.
While Port Muller hasn't announced whether it will operate the onboard genetic testing lab in the future, Estrada is confident it will return to Bristol Bay's waters next summer, and she might even have a coworker.